What is an author's favorite insect?
I don't know. What?
A bookworm.
Oh!
It's time for the children's hour. Kids Public Radio.
She wakes up to the morning light. Wind blows gently o'er the plain. She hears the sound of birds in flight. The winding river calls her name. She walks in beauty and in peace. Through misty mountains, majesty. She hears the whisper of the trees. She speaks the language of the sea.
She Talks to Animals is Shelley Morningsong right here on the Children's Hour. Shelley Morningsong is an award-winning Cheyenne musician performing there with her partner Fabian Fontenelle, who's Zuni and Omaha. I'm Katie Stone, and this is the Children's Hour, and we're here at the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and online with a whole lot of great kids. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
And who's with us today?
Hi, it's Lucas D.
Hi, it's Joe.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hello, it's Jude.
Thank you all so much for being here at the Outpost on Zoom and also out there in listener land. Today on the show, we have a very special guest. It's author Laurel Goodluck. She's a writer of children's books that reflect the perspectives of Indigenous kids. Listeners of the Children's Hour might have heard her on our Banned Books episode, which you can find anywhere you listen to podcasts or at childrenshour.org. Laurel will be reading to us from some of her books, including one about a Native leader in the United States who's inspiring kids to dream big and never let obstacles stop your dreams. Today's episode is full of Indigenous music and conversation. It's in honor of Indigenous Peoples Day. You can learn more about that American holiday at childrenshour.org. You can follow along on our playlists and see photos and links for this episode at childrenshour.org. Look for the episode Story Keepers. This is the Bruces and Friends, right here on the Children's Hour.
Story of the sky is the story of the earth, singing the song and we're singing along. Story of the sky is the story of the earth, singing the song and we're singing along. Story of the sky is the story of the earth, singing the song and we're singing along. Story of the sky is the story of the earth, singing the song and we're singing along. Story of the sky is the story of the earth, singing the song and we're singing along. Story of the sky is the story of the earth, singing the song and we're singing along. Story of the sky is the story of the earth, singing the song and we're singing along. Story of the sky is the story of the earth, singing the song and we're singing along. Story of the sky is the story of the earth, singing the song and we're singing along. Story of the sky is the story of the earth, singing the song and we're singing along together.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. With us at the Outpost Performance Space is an author of many books for children and others. Her name is Laurel Goodluck. And welcome to the Children's Hour, Laurel.
Hey, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
We're really excited to have you with us. Your latest book is a lot of fun, and we have a review of it today on the show. It's called Too Much, My Great Big Native Family. You must be Indigenous to be writing this book about my great big Native family.
Yes, I'm intertribal. That means I have a few different tribes in my family. I'm Mandan Hidatsa from the Mandan Hidatsa Rikara Nation in North Dakota. And I'm Tsimshian, and that means I'm from Alaska, Ketchikan. I grew up in a great big Native family, and I'm still in a great big Native family. My sons grew up with all their aunties and uncles and their cousins and their grandparents, always hanging around, always doing things together, and so did I.
Does anyone identify with having a great big family? I have a great big family. Anybody else? Do you feel like you have a great big family? Tell me about it.
Yeah, I do. I have a big family.
If you had to estimate and you put all the people of your family in one room, like this room at the Outpost, how many people would be here?
35.
That is huge. Do you have a great big family, Amadeus, too?
I think I do, but I don't know all of them. Some of them are in the Caribbean, and some of them are on the East Coast of the U.S., and some of them are off in Greece in very rural areas. So I have a great big family, but in a lot of different places. So yeah.
Is that how your family is too, Laurel?
Yes, like I mentioned before, we're intertribal, and so that means not only do I belong to the tribes that I mentioned, but my cousins are from the East Coast also, Tuscarora from the Southwest, the Pueblos from California because of just moving there, and up north in Montana, Alaska. So we're all over the place. And when I was a kid, because our family was so big, road trips were very big to visit everyone. And my whole world opened up because of that.
Going from one family member's house to another. Mm-hmm. I love it.
What inspired you to become an author?
Well, to become an author, I was inspired first by hanging out with my family when I was a kid. And when the aunties and uncles would get around the kitchen table or the campfire, wherever we were, they would always tell stories. They would tell stories about our ancestors who survived a lot of different policies from the U.S. and we became very resilient because of that. And those lessons I learned from my family really helped me think about how I wanted to write books. I wanted kids to feel that same resiliency, be able to see themselves in books and be able to say, I can be a hero too, and I can make decisions and think critically and such. So that was one way that I was inspired. But another way is my sons are storytellers and they're adults now. One is an actor and one is a journalist. And so they taught me that, this new modern way to tell stories. So I kind of jumped in the fun because of them.
You know this book, Forever Cousins, that you wrote, which is about cousins who don't get to live in the same town, but they're able to stay super close. I love that part about being family with people. When you talk about it's too much in your great big Native family, what do you mean, too much?
Well, when I first started writing this book, I took a long sheet of paper. My husband's a physician, so I got a big, giant piece of exam paper because I worked in his office. And I started sketching out what it felt like to be in a big family. Sometimes it felt like a big whirlwind. Sometimes it felt like big waves were crashing. Sometimes it felt like being in a race car, zooming around all the time. So I thought, how could I put that into a book? And that's what inspired it. Families can feel too much all the time, but at the end, and I don't want to spoil alert, but Russell does learn that having his family really felt good, and there he learned that there could never be too much love.
This is Kybia Tsebitse from the Children's Hour with a book review on Too Much. My Great Big Native Family by Laurel Goodluck, illustrated by Bridget George and published by Simon & Schuster Books for Young Readers. This book is about a Native American boy whose name is Russell, who is trying to tell his family something exciting that he is preparing for. Russell felt he was being ignored by his family, but much of the story was told at home or places he would go with his family. The book, it was amazing because he makes his stories compelling and engaging. The illustrations were colorful and creative. Because of that, I would give the book 5 chilies. I would also tell all my friends about the book to find out about what Russell was preparing for.
The book is Too Much, My Great Big Native Family. It's by Laurel Goodluck. She's our guest. It's published by Simon & Schuster Press. That book review was written by Lucas C. and voiced by Kybia from our kids' crew. Many thanks to their parents for help with production. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Hear Laurel Goodluck read Too Much, My Great Big Native Family.
Like a star shining, I light up when I get a part in the play. Mom says, hurrah, Russell. Then let's go. It's time for a weekly gathering. I need to rehearse my lines, but it's family time. We roam like a bison in a big herd ready to graze. We share everything family style, and there are never any seconds. I announce, I got a part in the play, but no one hears me. Sheesh. Is this too much sharing? Stage right, or is the stage left? I say to myself. My little sister walks in without knocking. Russell, we gotta go, she says. There's 2 weeks before the play, and I need to walk through my blocking, but it's family time. We tumble like the sea, swirling and crashing. I try to float to the top, but still can't see the exhibits. Grandma, in 2 weeks, hey, Grandma. I try to tell her about the play, but we're too far apart. Geez, is this too much togetherness? With my lines almost memorized, I try on my costume and I wink at myself. All of a sudden, I hear the car's sharp honks. Everyone must be waiting. I need to change, but it's family time. We speed like racing cars around a track, try to catch the previews. At the movie theater, I can't get in the inside lane to sit with my cousins and end up alone with Grandpa, who snores like a revved up engine. Yep, this is definitely too much.
That was the Cheeky Tunes out of Australia with the Aboriginal tune Naya Naba from their release called Superheroes. That's a song all about families and how we're so much stronger with our family around us. Before that, you heard Laurel Goodluck, our guest, reading from her book Too Much, My Great Big Native Family. And many thanks to Lucas D. and Kaibia for that great book review. We've got a lot more coming up with our guest, Laurel Goodluck, including excerpts from her other books and more conversation with our kids group. You're listening to the Children's Hour. This episode is called The Story Keepers. You can find our whole playlist and so much more at childrenshour.org. In the background, you're hearing Mary Youngblood from Beneath the Raven Moon with Laugh With Me.
Listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization supported by listeners just like you. Learn more about us at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. International Archaeology Day is October 19th, 2024. Archaeology at your fingertips. More at nmarchaeology.org. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour. Now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.